Ready?
私はフィル・ハックです。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Yeah. My wife is Japanese.
Oh, so. I know.
Yeah, my mother-in-law as well, and my kids.
Okay.
So,
could you please introduce yourself for Japanese Everpass?
Sure. You mean do it again?
Okay.
Oh, okay. 私は私はフィル・ハックです。よろしくお願いします。
Thank you so much. Okay. And then, you know, what technology do you recommend in ASP.NET and get MVC, Dresa, and so on?
I like them all, so.
I think
if you interviewed Scott earlier, so I really liked his answer of make sure you look at all the different ones and see which ones apply to the particular situation you're in. And it's nice to, you know, have a finger in each of them, right? The core, all of our technologies build on a common core. C#, the .NET framework, ASP.NET, with things like membership, profile, all of that. And then on top of that, we sort of have three different styles of development. We have the ASP.NET web pages, which you would use in WebMatrix, ASP.NET MVC, and WebForms. And obviously, since I work on MVC, I'm a particular fan of that one. But I've done a lot of WebForms development, and I played around with the Razor ASP.NET web page as well, and I like it all. I especially like Razor syntax, so I've really grown to be fond of that.
So, what do you think of ASP.NET future?
I think the future looks really bright right now. We just released a new update to ASP.NET MVC3 where we add scaffolding and HTML5 project templates. And I'm going to have a talk tomorrow where I'll walk through all the cool stuff you can do with MVC3. And I build out a whole application during my talk that it was a lot of fun to do, and it was really quick. And I think that's one of the important things about some of the things we're doing is that it's a lot of fun even to write this code. And then combined with NuGet, which allows us to ship all these different cool libraries and allows other people who are shipping really cool libraries to make it available to people, make it really easy to get into their project. It's really just been a lot of fun, and I think hopefully, as we move forward and forward, development gets, the more things you can do and the type of websites you can build easily with our platform become more and more interesting.
Most Japanese like NuGet.
Oh, really? Oh, good, good.
Yeah. So,
arigatou gozaimasu.
Arigatou. Good. So, finally, may I have some messages for .NET developers in Japan?
Sure. First of all, I hope everyone's doing okay over there with the recent tsunami and earthquakes. I hope you're all doing okay. As they say, ogenki desu. And I think for the most part, being passionate about writing code and improving your skills constantly is a key thing. Is the thing I would probably tell any developer that is, continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to explore. And the other thing is, look around at technologies outside the ones that you use every day. So while, I'm working on ASP.NET and Microsoft technologies, I also find it fun to look at Ruby on Rails and Django and Python and see how these other communities are working. And so I like to talk to people who do JavaScript and other kinds of languages that I'm not so familiar with. One of my best friends does a language called Clojure, which runs on the Java virtual machine. And there's a lot of really cool ideas in that language. And so the more you're exposed to beyond your comfort zone, beyond your what you do at work every day, will help grow you as a developer and make you a much more valuable developer moving forward.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much. So, finally, Japanese situation is so bad now, but in the future, it will be well, maybe. So, I hope, I'd like to invite you to Japan, and please meet most Japanese developers.
I would love to come to Japan and speak to Japanese developers. I'll probably need a translator though. My Japanese is not that good.
Yeah. thanks so much.
どういたしまして。
ありがとうございます。